Bach composed his 6 suites for cello, solo cello, around 1720, and they remain the Everest of the cello repertoire to this day. There will be a celebration concert on Saturday night at 7:30 at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy, New York, which will feature a complete Bach cello suite, contemporary works inspired by and composed in tribute to Bach, and the world premiere of a dance in homage to Bach choreographed by the Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company. 3 exceptional artists will be on hand playing a captivating and illuminating variety of solo, duet, and trio pieces. Mart Haimovitz, Mike Block, and Ashley Bathgate will be performing. It is an amazing event. It happens at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall Saturday night at 7:30. We talked to the co-founders of Bach Cello Suites this morning, Margaret Lanoux and Mark Violette. Thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you both here.
Good morning, Joe. Glad to be here.
How did you come to find this?
Mark created it. Basically, it came out of his brain to do a celebration in this anniversary year.
For 5 years, we've been running an annual workshop in the Albany area for amateur cello players to come to Albany and study the Bach cello suites with a phenomenal cast of international cellists. So it occurred to us a couple of years ago as we were approaching 2020 being the 300th anniversary of the composition of these cello suites, that we felt it was incumbent on us as the Bach Cello Suites Workshop to throw a party, a musical party, to celebrate this birthday. And we're doing it Saturday at the Music Hall in Troy, 7:30, and we invite everybody in the WAMC listening audience to please come and join the party, because it is going to be a spectacular night in the Music Hall.
Give us a sense of the workshop itself. This was created, 2014, 2015?
Yes.
And what was the idea behind that and bringing these cellos together?
The thing with these suites is that people change their interpretation of them as they play them over their lifetimes. Yo-Yo Ma has recorded them 3 times and as he's aged, and people listen to their recordings and decide, I've got to do this again because I play this differently now. And it's the same with amateurs who are playing for their own pleasure. They get an idea that they maybe could improve their playing by using the suites. It's something they do on their own throughout the year because it's their solo pieces. And then when it comes to the week that we do the workshop, they get to, as Mark likes to put it, come out of their Bach bunker and and play with each other and sort of share the struggles that they have of really understanding what Bach intended.
If I could just add on that.
Absolutely.
Something that's supremely challenging and also a supreme opportunity with respect to the Bach cello suites is the fact that we as musicians do not have the autographed copy of that music in Bach's own hand. What we have from around 1720 is a very, very faithful copy that his wife executed, Anna Magdalena. But that copy has no dynamic markings. It has no tempo markings. So in other words, if you're the cellist and you're looking at this music, you have to make a phenomenal number of decisions, all of them up for grabs. How fast you're going to play this, how loudly, how softly you're going to play this, are you going to slur notes, hook notes, your bowings. And as the original founding artistic director of our workshop, Zul Bailey, once said, actually he says this a lot because it does capture the whole thing, Zul says, you can play the Bach cello suites any way you want, as long as you can defend your choices. So there's an ocean of music there for a cellist, to occupy a cellist throughout the course of an entire lifetime, and we like to celebrate that.
So let me ask, do both of you play the cello?
I used to. Mark does.
Yeah, I do play the cello, although based on the lesson I had a week ago, I think I need to practice a lot more. I had one of those lessons last week that was just head-smackingly dumb. My cello teacher, Erica, who plays in the Albany Symphony, can attest. We just had one of those days.
Yeah, have you been playing since a kid?
No, I started. I started as a 54-year-old. I'm 60. Today's my birthday. I'm 67 today.
Congratulations.
So Thank you. I started playing when I was 54, so I've been playing for 13 years. And one of the reasons that we started the Bach Cello Suites Workshop was I was looking for a place to go and work on the Bach Cello Suites where I could be in the company of other adult amateur players and not trying to work on this music in the company of hotshot 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds from Juilliard who are going to have phenomenal careers, because that would be completely intimidating. failing to find a workshop like this anywhere on the planet, Margaret and I decided in 2014, why don't we do it here? Why don't we start it in Albany? How hard could that be? And what could possibly go wrong? So here we are, 5 or 6 years later, still going on.
So the amazing cellist that will be playing on Saturday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall at 7:30, how did you find them? And then I'm curious as to, I mean, and not finding them, but, you know, choosing them for this particular project, and what kind of conversations then have taken place of how they defend, as Mark said, how they defend their interpretations.
One of the things that we wanted to do with this concert was to introduce Matt Heimovitz, because we had Zuhl Bailey as our artistic director for 5 years, and we knew that he was not going to be available to us in the summers anymore, so we were looking for a new artistic director, and Matt Heimovitz is someone that we'd been interested in, and he has a long relationship with the Bach cello suites, and he took them out into clubs. He played at Cafe Lena, played the suites. He plays in bars. He played at CBGB's, the suites. So we knew that he had an interesting approach to the suites, and So we went up and interviewed him about this in Montreal, where he's now working, teaching at McGill, among many other pursuits that he has. And we knew Ashley Bathgate because she played for our workshop a couple summers ago, demonstrating how she does looping. And she plays like a line, and it's on the computer, and then she plays it back with herself.
Right.
And it's one of those new pieces that was based on one of the Bach suites that the dancers are going to dance to. And so same sort of thing with Mike Block. He's an innovator. He's somebody that we had on our faculty a couple of years ago, and we haven't been able to get his timing back. Again, we'd love to have him back. He's just a tremendous player of all kinds of cello music, some of which you're going to hear. He stands. He has a strap that he invented for playing the cello standing up, so it allows him to kind of move around and kind of almost dance and sing. And so he's very unusual, and he's a partner with Yo-Yo Ma in the Silk Road Ensemble.
Yep.
So we're just delighted to have these really talented, creative people all come together for this concert. People should not miss this, because it's a rare thing to get them all together.
I think the roof of the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall is going to levitate a little bit on Saturday night. There's going to be anybody who comes to this is definitely going to hear, they're going to hear things they've never heard before. I mean that in a good way. And they're certainly going to see things that have never been seen before on this planet. It's going to happen Saturday at Troy. Just a little note about Mike Block. I like to think about Mike Block as that cello player who colors outside the lines. You know, he's that kid in class who always colored outside the lines. And he harnesses that energy in a phenomenally creative, unique way. We're so happy to have him be part of this.
We got an offer from the people at St. Paul's Church to host a reception for all of the people who attend. And that'll be an opportunity to meet the artists as well. So people can come over after the concert to St. Paul's, which is just around the corner from the music hall, built around the same time by the same people anyway, who built the music hall. And and the artists will be there. So if you're entranced by what you see and hear, you can come on over there.
So the first half of the program, there will be solo cello with Matt, as you mentioned.
He's going to introduce the program, right?
And then you have both Ashley, Mike, and Matt.
Right, in a trio to end the first half. And then in the second half, the dancers come on with Ashley with her whole electronic hookup, and she'll play one of the pieces that the dancers have been practicing to. They choreographed a new dance based on this one piece. It's based on the Prelude of the Sixth Suite by a composer named Christopher Cerrone.
I love the name of this event, which is Bach Cello Suites of 300 Then and Now. So that contemporary nature to it, what is it, do you think, and this is for both of you, but what do you think it is about the music? And I know you alluded to this in the what we have in the manuscript and the lack of markings, but what is it about this music that allows it to be so contemporary, allows artists to do these incredible things with it, and for it to still be so relevant and fun? And to levitate the roof off the place.
Yeah, we're not going to blow the roof We're not going to blow the roof off the music hall. I'm just going to levitate a little bit. And I'll answer your question, but I want to point out to anybody who's ever been in the music hall, and for people who haven't, there are the names of, I think it's six classical composers on the ceiling of the music hall in very large letters, and one of those is Bach. So he's going to be in that room Saturday, you know, listening to what we're playing. I'll also just mention that we're celebrating the 300th anniversary of the Bach Cello Suites, but March is also J.S. Bach's birthday month. He was born in 1685, I believe March 21st. So we're holding the, you know, the concert in his birthday month. But to get back to your question.
And you share a birthday month, so it's perfect.
Yeah, you know, yeah, there you go. In those six suites that Bach wrote for solo cello, it is safe to say that he captured the complete range of human emotion and human experience across those six pieces of music. There's like just phenomenal breadth and depth of coloring and emotion, feeling and thought that Bach was able to capture. The man was a genius, and you could make an argument, and I'm happy to have a glass of wine or a beer with anybody about this, but you can make the argument that Bach is probably the best musical composer who ever walked this planet, at least in the Western world. I'm not going to go so far as to say that, as to claim that, make the same claim for the entire planet. But Bach's influence is phenomenal, and what he wrote for cellists, that gift that he gave us, and this had not been done before. I mean, you know, Bach was really just about the first person to write deep pieces for solo cello. It was a new role for the cello that he kind of created. That music, you know, I like to say he wrote it 300 years ago. He was a God-fearing Lutheran and humble to his bones, so he never would have said this, but I imagine him completing those cello suites and nailing them to the door of the nearest performance hall and looking out and saying, there, this is what I've done, and looking to every composer and saying, try to match that, and good luck. And the point being, no one has matched that in three centuries. And so those six cello suites remain to this day the iconic pieces, and they still are. They define the Everest of the repertoire for solo cellists. And as Margaret said, cello players work on this their entire lives and never feel that they get it right, including Yo-Yo Ma, who just released a new set of the Bach cello suites. I think it was last summer.
Yeah.
He's touring the world with them now.
For 2 years he's doing it.
Because everyone's interpretation of these, as you age, as you get older, as you become more mature and you just see more deeply and you see better, you realize that the way you played the suites 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you think, that's just stupid. How could I play it like that? You know, and so you record them again to reflect your new understanding of them.
I think that's fascinating that you have that different interpretation as you grow in age and as a player.
As you experience life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not true only of the Bach cello suites. Any musician will tell you about any piece of music that their understanding of that, you know, grows and evolves as they grow and evolve. But it's particularly true of the Bach cello suites because we don't have the manuscript, you know, in Bach's own hand. So every note you play, you have to decide, how am I going to play this note? Because Bach didn't tell me how to do it. I know the note to play, but I don't know how to play it. You know, as we say at our workshop about this music, Bach gave us the map. Let's take the journey. Because he sketched out a map for us that will take you on a profound musical journey that will last an entire lifetime.
Well, it does indeed seem like a beautiful journey. The event is Bach Cello Suites at 300 Then and Now, happening Saturday night, March 7th at 7:30 at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in downtown Troy. You can find out more information by going to troymusichall.org, troymusichall.org, and find out information there. We also have a link on our website at wamc.org/roundtable where you can hear this interview again as well. Margaret Leneux and Mark Violette are co-founders of Bach Cello Suites Workshop, and it's a great pleasure to have you both here. Have a beautiful event on Saturday night. It sounds perfect.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lovely to talk to you. We will be back right after this short break.